trusted is a great compliment than being loved. Word by George.
Hi, I'm HK. Welcome to my podcast, Dream of Life. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about the gut feeling, or which we call the instinct. Yes, the instinct. Sometimes our gut feeling cries a lump in our head. No! No! Why we said yes and why we said no to the particular thing, but later it proved that our decision, whatever we think is yes or no, is right. Sometimes it happens that you feel very low, grumpy, or you feel very high, very, very happy, and you even don't know why are you feeling like that. What is the reason? But later on, understand why you are feeling that way. This is the gut feeling. This is the magic of the gut feeling. So, now the question is, can we use this gut feeling as a superpower? Can we control that? That thin slicing not come out as very useful thing. In spite of helping us, it put us into the danger. Actually, we have two types of thinking. Conscious and subconscious. Consciously, we are aware that it's on the basis of color, caste, creed, height. But subconsciously, whenever we listen about the black guy or dark skin girl, our mind start making a calculation and try to discriminate. Our instinct say no, no, you should, but our consciousness say you should not. That's wrong. Because our subconsciousness knows or stores much more things than our conscious mind does. Our subconsciousness is more aware of what's going around us than our conscious mind most of the time. That's why we have two types of thinking. And by controlling our subconscious mind, by feeding our subconscious mind with the right knowledge, we can to some extent able to control our gut, or you can say we can use this superpower in an effective way. As per Malcolm, the key to poor decision making is not knowledge, it's understanding. We are swimming in the former and we are desperately lacking later. Having knowledge is good, but sometimes having too much of information can interfere with the accuracy of the judgment. Now, question is how me can use this superpower? Yes, we can use it. Our subconscious mind is the fastest filter of information. It is type of AI, secret AI we all have in our supercomputer, which filtered each and every information possible. That is why when sometimes a thing we are seeing, our conscious mind saying it's right, but our subconscious mind is calculating it and saying no, 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 and automatically when even we want to say yes, we say no, and that no come out right for us. Yes, our gut gets is brave, because at that time we are not able to read the people's facial expression effectively. Let's develop a sort of tunnel vision, which often leads to wrong calls. That's why whenever you are in a situation where you are very stressed and not able to think properly, this is the time when you put the things or the situation in a screening situation. Yes, in a screening situation, screening is everything. Eliminate the unwanted thing and only focus on the necessary thing. By doing so, you will be able to take the right answer even in a stressed and pressured situation. Like you, I think so, you all have seen the show The Voice. The Voice, in which judges turn their chairs and only listen to the voice of the person who came, and on the basis of the voice they judge them, not on the basis of their caste, color or anything, but only on the basis of voice. His talent, they judge them on the basis of talent, only on the basis of talent. So whenever you feel stressed, try to eliminate unwanted things and just focus on important things. This is how you can use this superpower. I hope you like this podcast. We will meet soon in the next episode. Till then, take care. Goodbye.